Chapter 20, Another Opportunity.
The Lord is long-suffering and gracious, and to those who have done this wickedness he gives another opportunity. Return unto me, he says, and I will return unto you. But they say, wherein shall we return? Verse 7 of Malachi 3. Their means have been made to flow in channels of self-service and self-glorification, as if their goods were their own and not lent treasures. Their perverted consciences have become so hard and unimpressible that they do not see the great wickedness they have done in so hedging up the way that the cause of truth could not advance. Man, finite man, though using for himself the talents which God has reserved to publish salvation, to send the glad news of a Savior's love to perishing souls, though hedging up the way by his selfishness, inquires, wherein have we robbed thee? God answers, in tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Verses 8 and 9 of Malachi 3. The whole world is engaged in robbing God. With the money he has lent them, men indulge in dissipation, in amusements, revelings, feastings, and disgraceful indulgences. But God says, I will come near to you in judgment. Verse 5. The whole world will have an account to settle in that great day when everyone shall receive sentence according to his deeds.